You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610, hour number 3. All right, let's head down south, go down around Baffin Bay and check in with our good friend, Captain Rihanna De La Cruz, and see what's up with her this morning. Good morning, Rihanna. What's up?
Good morning, Mickey. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm here, man. How about you?
Oh, man, I'm lucky to still be here. Lucky to be alive and well.
Yes, sir. You tired from that tournament yesterday?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I am. Yeah, the alarm clock went off pretty quick this morning. I was like, I felt like a zombie. I was like, oh, my goodness. I was half awake when I woke up. But, yeah, this week, I tell you what, this week was a good week for catching trout, but it wasn't a good day for catching trout yesterday. I mean, you know how it goes. You can be on them all week, and then all of a sudden tournament day comes around, and they just aren't there.
Whole new ball game. You know, it's amazing how that works out.
Well, you know, we had some low pressure earlier this week. We had quite a bit of rainfall here in Baffin Bay, over Baffin Bay and Baffin Bay area. Some areas, 8 inches, which is a pretty significant amount of rainfall in that short of a time. But we've had this low pressure over us for about a week or so, and I believe it's still quite, it's right over us, so we're getting little showers here and there. You can feel that those low pressure systems building up. You know, every once in a while we've been getting little showers here at the house, you know, throughout the week, which is great. The mosquitoes are coming around, and man, I don't like it when those mosquitoes start coming out, because it's hard to go outside and do yard work and do what you need to do outside. But the positive thing is, I don't have to pull out sprinklers and keep the grass green from it not getting an amount of good amount of water. But we've been experiencing some really good rainfall in Baffin, and they were hitting tails all week this week, smaller profiles, which this time of year I tend to throw smaller profile baits, just because I truly believe that they eat a little bit smaller this time of year. And not only that, the bait that's here in our bays right now is real small. I've been seeing some shrimp, a lot of finger mullet. I'm mean, Mickey. It's unreal how much bait there is right now in Baffin. Of course, we've had a little bit of east in our wind. Yesterday we had an east southeast wind. In certain areas it pushes up against some shorelines or structures, or areas where you can kind of, where it's windward, and it'll push up all that bait. It'll push it up on that shoreline or up against that structure, and man, you can just really hone in on them first thing in the morning. And that's one thing too, this week bite's been really early. Real early. First thing when you step out of the boat for, solid hour, it's been boom, boom, boom. This week I got on some really good trout. Solid trout. One day caught five of them, and not one of them weighed under 4.5 pounds. And it was just like within a span of 45 minutes to an hour, caught all those trout, and it was all on down south, supermodel root beer hopper and chicken of the sea, and what's the other one, big papa pearl, those three colors. Mm-hmm. And of course, I'm real stubborn when it comes to lure, certain lures. If I get confident, I start producing on a certain profile, certain color, I'll stick with it for a long time. And I've been sticking with these colors and this profile for 2-3 months now. And eventually, it always happens. You get to throwing something else, you catch a couple of fish on it, and you throw the other one to the side for a minute, and it's just a little cycle, changing out your lures and getting into the groove of throwing certain profiles. And of course, the time of year, the conditions has a lot to do with what I choose to throw in the mornings, the water clarity, if we got overcast, if it's a clear morning, clear skies, and of course that root beer hopper, I love that color, because watermelon gold glitter, golden brim, those are some of my favorite colors. And so watermelon red has red glitter, golden brim has gold glitter, a little bit of brown. The root beer hopper is a mixture of both. It's got gold and red glitter in it. Not only that, it's got that little tail, which I think on the fall sometimes they just like that little vibration of that tail. And most of all the bites that I've been getting this week have been on the drop, way on the lower column. Right on the drop, just boom, just absolutely thump it. No hesitant bites this week. Matter of fact,
no chicken pecking. Just
no chicken pecking. No. Nope. Yeah, just full on thumping. And usually, this time of the month, and matter of fact, I'm looking at the moon right now. It's a nice little sliver. It seems like the bite tends to, it always gets a little bit more aggressive around it. Coming into a new moon, man, they feed hard. Most of these trout were pretty hefty. And not only that, in between catching these female trout, I was catching a lot of males. And of course, this was in a grassy grassy areas with just a plethora of bait. They have the buffet available to them. And so I figure the males are in there still fertilizing those eggs up in that grass. And of course there's a lot of different structure in the areas that we've been focusing on and fishing. And so they've got a lot to maneuver around and they've got just a great area that I think they've got everything that they need right in that area. They're not gonna leave, and they might pull back a little bit more. They might, and I will say this, weekends, traffic gets bad, say that I think that was I think that was our contributing factor yesterday, because all week long, not one boat. I mean, there hadn't been a boat in the areas that we were fishing, and all of a sudden tournament day, like there was like 10 of them, and I was like, okay, this is just tournament shenanigans. It's how it goes. It's just how it goes. All you can do is give it your best and try hard and try to stay positive. It's sometimes that's hard to do. It's real hard to do. It's a lot easier to be negative and be negative about a situation. It's real easy to just get upset, but it's real hard to stay positive and look at things in a positive light than it is to just, blow it off and blow off steam and get upset about it. But, it's tournament fishing. And whenever tournaments come around, I always try to have an open mind. And of course, with the slow pressure, we're getting a lot of rain, areas where there's a lot of runoff. After we get a significant amount of rainfall like that, I don't like to focus on areas that have a lot of runoff, especially in Baffin. Because that amount, if you get that big of an amount of fresh water that comes into an estuary in a bay system that it's super hyper saline, it tends to shock those trout. And I've seen this before. Earlier this year it happened. We had a significant amount of rainfall. And I don't know if you remember that. I know it rained up north. It rained really bad down south. And it rained really hard for a very short amount of time. And I fished the 3 days right. The day it stopped raining, I fished that day, and then the 2 days after that. And those were some of the toughest days of fishing that I'd had in a long time. And I had some really good clients with me, and they were like, man, you know what? This is, and they even said this has been the toughest 3 days of fishing we've ever had. I said, I know it. And, we were fishing areas where there was a lot of runoff, and you could see it. You could see the brackish water. You could see the clear water on top, you were having to really work the lower column. And what happened is all those fish, they pulled back later in the afternoon, during the major feeding period when we're coming in. They were out slicking way out deep where you couldn't wade to them, of course. I mean, if you could drift out there and maybe chunk something on bottom, but there was no wading to them. They had pulled back significantly. And that happened for, solid 2 weeks, week and a half, until things started to, get a little bit more normal. And those fish finally came back up a little bit more up shallow to where you could get to them. But that stuff like that happens, and coming around tournament day, you've got to learn to really adapt and give yourself the best opportunity where you can not only catch good trout but also have a good opportunity for a redfish. And usually what you want to happen is while you're fishing for trout, you just hook into a solid 7-8 pound red. And luckily for us, we caught one yesterday that was pushing 5, and it had a couple spots on it. And we won most spots for that redfish. But you know, it was a grind. It right. was an absolute grind, and the wind picked up.
Let me do this
up.
Break right quick, and I'll come back at you, Rihanna. Hang with me. I'll be right
okay.
back to you. All right.
All right.
All right, you're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back after these messages. Good morning, and welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 621 here in the Bayou City. All right, Rihanna, we're back.
All righty. Yeah, yesterday I had one.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
One really good opportunity, had a good trout, and she presented herself to us, me and my other teammate. She was standing right next to me. We were wading parallel to each other, and this big girl comes up. I mean, I was throwing a root beer hopper, and she thumped it right on the drop and set the hook. She came up and shook her head and spit it. And that was that was all she wrote.
Like, now, y'all, that tournament was what, out of Port O'Connor?
Out of Port O'Connor. We ran down south. Yep, we ran south. And, that was
all the way back to your backyard?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yes,
my
sir.
Gosh. How long did that take?
Long time. Long time. Yeah, Chris.
Man, they were already through biting when you got there.
Yeah, once we got there, you know, everybody was already settled in. And, it was, when you make a commitment like that, and I figured, further up north and up in the Upper Laguna, it's, you're pressing your luck already up there for decent-sized trout. I mean, it's redfish city up there. I will say that. You can catch some solid fours, but they're just I don't have much confidence up there. We didn't have much confidence in the upper Laguna. You know, wasn't on anything spectacular. Down here we were. And so, of course, it just didn't happen the way we had planned. But that's just, you know, like I said, the tournament fishing, that's the way it goes. Once you make a commitment to run down south, that's it.
That's it.
You better press your luck and give it your all and hope it works out. And if it doesn't, then you know, keep trying it again. That's the first time that I've done that. Man, we had a close call yesterday. Very, very close call. By feet, not yards. Feet, first thing in the morning. A shotgun start at 5:55. So all fast boats were taking off at the same time. Mm-hmm. And one of them got real close. And matter of fact, I saw it in slow motion, and I thought that was it. I thought to myself, man, oh man, I'm so glad I rode out a will, because this can go bad in a absolute heartbeat. And so going through that, you sometimes realize how lucky you are to still be here. Cause I mean, before yesterday, I was thinking, you know, anything can happen out there. When you're crossing that much body of water,
yeah,
at that rate, at that speed, you know, at that rate, going that fast, you know, and you're depending on those life jackets. Shoot, I mean, if something happens, I'd just let it happen quick. You know what I mean?
Right.
And because I mean, I know one day it's gonna. You know, you hear a lot about accidents, boating accidents happening. I mean, I know for the bass tournaments, right? They can only go so fast in those boats for the tournaments, right? Is that what I've heard?
Yeah, as fast
that they can
as
only
they'll go.
So, right.
All the way all on the
gonna,
console.
Right. You know, all it's going to take is one bad boating accident. They're going to start putting regulations on how fast you can go on the waterways, or how fast you can go in these tournaments, or they're going to start putting regulations on boundaries because of how dangerous it is.
Well, I'm
to
a
be
boundary
running.
Person. Always have been. When I had my Trout Masters tournament, we fished wherever we went. That's where we fished.
Right.
It leveled the playing field. Everybody fished the same waters, and I didn't allow those big long runs and all that, because, you know, too much can happen, but it's
absolutely,
it just levels the playing field. If we're going to fish Port O'Connor, we show up there, fish that's pool. Where we're fishing. And I always had boundaries.
Yeah.
And, I know it would get crowded sometimes, but, those guys worked through it. I mean, look at that one Rockport tournament we had. We had 70 pros and, 400 and something amateurs.
Wow.
One tournament, and everybody caught them. That's probably the most fish ever weighed in.
What year was that, Mickey?
Oh gosh, probably 99, somewhere in there.
Yeah, so things were definitely a lot different back then, as far as the fishing pressure goes.
Yeah,
You know,
I think everybody in that tournament had their three fish per person. I mean, everybody. Nobody zeroed or anything. I mean, one of those weekends where it was on.
It just happened.
It was on.
Yeah, that is incredible. That is incredible.
But, you know, the boundaries were broad enough that it spread everybody out.
Right.
And
yeah, there's a lot of room. A lot of places, especially if the wind allows.
Sure.
The wind allows, man, there's a lot of areas.
Yeah, it was perfect weather, and everybody was able to fish anywhere they wanted to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep, that'll give everybody a really good opportunity to get on some good ones, is when the wind allows. Of course, yesterday, our wind had a little bit of east in it, and it picked up quick in the morning. It was already blowing.
I imagine 15, Corpus 20. Christi Bay was probably pretty rough crossing in, huh?
Man, every open bay we crossed, it was rough. I mean, rough.
Well, thank God you didn't have to cross West Matagorda Bay.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't even.
Oh, boy.
I couldn't even imagine. It was, yeah, there was no staying dry on the boat yesterday. It was a you were soaked.
Yeah.
It was rough.
Yeah,
it was rough. But that was a new adventure for me, crossing that amount of water and that short time.
That's a long run, man.
It's a long run, a very long run. I mean, the amount of barges you pass and boat traffic you pass and structure and, man, it's
nerve-wracking.
When you sit back and think about it, it's like, man, is it really worth it? You know, is it worth only a 2.2-pound trout, you know, which is what I weighed in yesterday.
A lot of running and gasoline and misery for a small
trout.
Fish. Yeah, that's, I know. But that's tournament fishing.
Well, I know. I sit back and laugh about it. But you know what? It's, I'm living.
Maybe you should have went east.
I know it. Maybe we should just stayed there in Port O'Connor.
Yeah.
I probably would have caught a couple 4-pounders or 3-pounders there. Oh my goodness, Port O'Connor. It's been a long time since I've been there. It's a very neat little community.
It is.
When I was there, we stayed pretty close to Froggies, so in the evenings we were able to sit back and watch the events happening at the boat ramp, which on weekends, oh my goodness, you want to sit back and watch the show.
That's why they have bleachers at the fishing center. You can sit there and watch everybody pull in and pull out.
Yeah, they need to have bleachers at Froggies.
There's been a million gallons of beer drinking those bleachers watching that.
Yeah, I told my friends, I was like, man, I could sit there. We could put a sign there that says $5 and we'll back in your boat and you can make a killing on weekends.
Oh, yeah.
Back helping people back in their boats and maybe just assisting putting the boat on the trailer and whatnot. But it was interesting. That little town it's grown a lot since I've been there.
Oh, it has.
It's been 6 years, maybe 6-7 years since I've been there. It was a little unrecognizable. Of course, when I went there, it was during off season and, there wasn't many folks there in town. And, I really wasn't paying attention like I was this time around.
It crowds up quick on the weekends. Man,
oh my goodness.
It's incredible.
It sure does. I can't imagine how much pressure that they have out there on the bay up in the flats. I mean, just the amount of boats that I saw was quite a few. And of course, when we came down south, Marker 37 was pretty full.
I bet it was.
Oh man, this time of year, it's just something that you deal with. You learn to get used to it, and that's why I always tell my clients, you know, if they want to fish a weekend, I try to encourage them, man, if you can get away during the week, take a couple days off work, come down and enjoy the solitude, because it's really worth it. Early in the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Those are the days to be out here during the summer. And of course, some of them can do it. Some can't because work doesn't allow but whatnot. But during the week, and of course, that's, you know, if I'm not booked, I'll go out and fish on my own during the week. And it's very enjoyable. I try to avoid weekends. Like today I'm itching to go out there this afternoon, and I'm like thinking to myself, why do you want to go out there and torture yourself? It's going to get hot. You've been fishing all week.
In your blood, you can't help it.
I can't help it. I'm like, man.
The tug is the drug, man. It just can't get away from it. All right, Rihanna, I got to roll. It's always good talking to you. And if somebody wants to come down and fish with you, pop a wade. How do they get a hold of you?
My number is 361-296-5400. I've got a couple days available later this month around a new moon. So give me a call. It's Make a Wade.
All right, girl. Hey, you have a good one.
You too, Mickey. Have a good
Thanks,
weekend.
Rihanna. See
Talk
you
to
now.
You later. Yes,
All right,
sir. Later. Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. And welcome back to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610 at 640 here in the Bayou City. Now we're going to run to Matagorda and check in with our good friend, Captain Bink Grimes, down at Matagorda Sunrise Lodge. Hey, Bink, what's...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What's up, buddy?
Good morning to everybody. How are y'all doing?
How's it going?
Man, it's good. It's real good. Day off. It feels good.
Ran you got a day off? Man. No fishing today?
I was smart enough to run a double yesterday, so I'm pretty wore out.
Yep. Man, I don't know whether I can do any doubles anymore.
I don't do them a whole lot, man, but I just had the right customer that wanted to, couldn't go any other time, and he
had twin boys.
And I said, man, okay, I'll take you. You know it's going to be hot, don't you? Yeah, we did. We did. It turned out pretty good. Had a pretty good afternoon.
So. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was outside yesterday messing around, and I said, man, look at all the squirrels and the birds and everything. I bet the afternoon bites on. Man, everything was active yesterday afternoon about 3 o'clock.
Well, my afternoon was a lot better than the morning. And
It really was.
It's been a struggle down here this week. It has. We've done pretty well for the conditions, but it's been a struggle. Yeah. Yeah, I mean it has. We've really had to fish hard and we've had some, you know, yesterday morning, I don't know. We caught five or six good trout. You know, they were all overs, 20, 21 inch fish. And, mm-hmm. and had to really work for them. And then, you know, small ones too, you know, 13, 14 inch fish, but you know, it wasn't the best conditions, and we had a good time. We just fished hard. And then, yesterday afternoon, you know, it's by the afternoon, it's blowing pretty good and coming across that bay. And you know, you got to cross the bay again, because there's really not, with that wind, there's really not any clean water anywhere but on that, you know, on that leeward shoreline over there. So,
right.
Because our river's running right now, and from that rain, so that upper end of West Bay that we like to hide in, you know, on those windy days there, it's kind of fresh right now, kind of nasty. And so you had to go right back to cross that bay again, and we did it and got out there and shoot. There was streaky water and a little incoming tide in the afternoon from Sargent, and you know, streaked up and just picked at them, but did all right. Did yeah. Pretty good. So, you know, not was setting very, the world on
there,
fire.
Were there a lot of boats yesterday? Pretty crowded.
There was. There really was.
That's what I heard from everywhere. Everybody went fishing yesterday, it sounds like.
And everybody seemed to just run right over drifts yesterday. I don't know. You just had to really your patience. I mean, man, ladies and gentlemen, you know, if
weekend fishing.
If you're downwind of five or six boats and you run right between them, something's probably going on there.
Yeah, you see somebody out there drifting around. I mean, you kind of want to circle out and go around them.
You kind of do. I mean,
yeah. I mean, that's just common
sense. Man, if you can read my TX numbers, you're just too close. I mean, it's just, you know. But what do? It's Saturday, and you just take a deep breath. Yeah. And, well, just. But and that hadn't happened a whole lot this year. I can't complain a whole lot. But man, boy, it sure happened yesterday. Golly, sure happened yesterday. But that's a Saturday, and.
It's fishing season, man.
Oh, well.
Here we go.
We need them down here in Matagorda. Matagorda, you know, it's people are starting to show up. But, you know, as a whole, 2025, they're just, you know, all we've been doing fine. But as a whole, you can just kind of see the traffic coming through here. And we just hadn't had the traffic. But, and nobody has at Rockport, Port Aransas. Mm. I mean, they've still got people, but it's not the – just all out summer traffic that we normally see. So, and we all like us, you know, we need that traffic to our economy. We got about five and a half months to make it, you know,
right?
Because the rest of the time, you know, it's like only 600 residents here. when summertime gets. You know,
kind of like Jaws, man. It's a seasonal deal.
Pretty much.
That island.
Amityville.
Amity Island.
Amity Island said,
it's July 4th weekend, and those beaches will be open. Remember that mayor,
exactly.
Larry?
Oh, yeah, God. The mayor.
Those beaches will be open. Even though the sharks are eating people, we're opening the beaches.
What money, a show, man. I still watch it. It's kind of like, that show's kind of like Bull Durham. Every time it's on, I got to watch it.
I know.
But you know, I think this week we might finally going to get a little relief, you know, so maybe wins less than, I don't know, I'm an eternal optimist. It's got to come sometime, you know. June is just you know, hadn't been the normal June that we're used to, you know. It was for a few days
more. I said June 6th. I was a month off on that one. Good Lord. Well, maybe 4th of July will be the weekend. You know, maybe it'll be nice because that's the biggest fishing weekend of the year for us, you know.
It might be, you know, and it might turn into July and August. Just be calm and hot as you want it to be. I don't care how hot it is. Just give me a shot. Give me a little, you know, a shot to go just about anywhere I want to. That's really nice, you know, instead of having to fish 20 to 25% of the bay. I sure like using 100% of the bay. Kind of like when you're at the plate and you're hitting. I sure like using the whole field. Those guys that hit 300 use the whole field. They don't use the left side, just the right side. Those guys
that hit 230 around, and two. Man.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly right. I like to use the whole bay and throw in that surf when we can too. So we hadn't been able to do that yet, you know. So I'm kind of waiting on that. And that moves people around, you know, and that's what I was telling guys yesterday. They another one just crossed right in front of us, and he looked at me and goes, is that another one of those guys that don't know what they're doing? I said, yeah, that's another one. I said, the problem is the wind's blowing like it is, and there's and everybody is in the same spot, so you get these, you know, you just see all the boats that are there. And I said, you know, when you got 5 to 10, everybody's spread out, and people all in West Bay, people in East Bay, people are only in the Gulf, you know, it's just different. So, but
yes, it is.
We can rap about it for 25, 30, 40, 50 years, still be talking about it 25 years. Might as well just get over it and fish, baby.
I can tell you. Long as I can remember.
No sense in being, letting it steal your joy, man. Just go out there and have a good time. Shoot, do what you can do. That's what we've been doing. So.
Yeah, speaking of fresh water, you know, and just a certain percentage of the betta fish, man, I was looking this morning, and they're still turning water loose like crazy at Livingston, and big-time flood warnings out in the Liberty and Chambers counties, you know, rivers.
I saw that.
Running over the banks about 5 or 6 feet, and here, bring it on.
What's it look like in Anahuac at the big bridge? I'm coming to Chambers County today to run a duck boat, matter of fact, and I was going to put it in.
Well, a buddy of mine that catfishes in the marsh all the time, he said he can't even fish back there. The current's running so strong in the marsh, you know, all his catfish
really?
Holes, that he's not able to fish. It's just running too strong.
I was supposed to meet a fella to run a boat today at Trinity River, and I got to thinking, man, that thing's flowing pretty damn good for a little John boat. Put it in there and make sure the boat runs. Might need to go to Hugo or
depends on where
like
you
that.
Put in. I mean, depends on where the locks are open. You know, all that's changed. You know, the river runs through, you know, Old and Lost now a lot in Long Island Bayou. That's where the river runs now. And, yeah. And, well, if the locks are open, Trinity River's same thing. But, yeah, y'all might.
Our river's not. Our river's up. Yeah, we'll find someplace. Our river's not, you know, is still muddy, but it's not running like the Trinity and like the Brazos and all that right now.
Right.
We you know, it did for a little while, but it didn't get all the rain to the north of us in Austin and all that, you know, like LaGrange and all that really puts us at that flood stage like the rest of them. So, but you know what it did move that the Brazos River and all that running has got some fresh water down on that east end of east end of East Bay, and you can definitely see fresh water line and what it was doing. It's pushing all that fish out of Candy Creek and all that. And, I mean, you know, it helps the bay. Heck, our bay, you know, East Matagorda Bay is really considered a lagoon now, because it's this hyper saline, you know, it's kind of like Baffin, and it really helps when we get a little balance of that brine out there. It does wonders for the bottom of the food chain, and and then all that trickles up to all those big old spotted fish that we chase. So we need it. We like it, and it's doing wonders for our duck marsh right now too. It's man, I went and checked water this week, and man, it just looks it looks so good.
When a marsh is green,
it just looks so beautiful, and it's just all it's doing is producing duck food. All it's doing is producing those aquatics, and you can I'll probably run out there in another month, and wind will be blowing 20 miles an hour, and you won't see a ripple on the water because it'll be soaked, just matted widgeon grass on top, you know. And when that happens, it's just you just know what kind of year it's going to be, because you can't. They find it and they never leave. So it's that rain was really really profitable. It's really going to help our duck hunting this year.
When it
gets too salty, you know, you just can't grow that food. It grows a little bit. You just can't grow that food It's a definite balance when you're in hypersaline conditions in that marsh. It just doesn't grow food, but it's kind of like putting fertilizer on it when you get the rains that we did. And so we're pretty happy about it, and ought to be great for till season too.
Which
is gonna run.
Some area of the state's just getting more water than others, and that's in Texas. Well, when you live in a state that's big, Texas. It's gonna happen. I mean,
there's so many ecosystems in Texas, so many differing ecosystems in Texas. You know, there's just look on the map. You know, it's a vast, vast, vast state with all kinds of different terrain, and just one of those it just changes, and that's why our weather changes so much too, the landscape. It's just I enjoy it. I love living on the coast. You know, we've done it all our life. I can't imagine living anywhere else.
I know. It'd be hard to imagine. It really would.
It'd be hard to imagine. It really would. It'd be hard to imagine. Real hard to imagine.
Yeah, hopefully we can get a new weather pattern and settle in for the summer and make everybody happy.
Yeah. The one thing is, you know, we hadn't had to – this time last year we were dealing with a tropical storm, and I was a year ago today I was, you know, I had a 6.5-foot storm surge, and I was cleaning up a lodge trying to get it cleaned to – get people in there, and you know, I did it in about 48 hours.
Small category, a little bitty one hurricane. It was that was the strongest one I've ever seen.
No, the one I'm talking about is the tropical storm that came through in June.
Oh yeah,
and that pumped 6.5 foot of storm surge, and then that Cat 1 at Beryl that came
then
through
Beryl came,
after
yeah.
July. That was something. And I just got it cleaned up, and then here we come again. And we had a 9-foot surge down here. So,
golly,
and my lodge sits at about 6.4 above sea level. So I had, you know, 3 foot of water below it. You know, came into my pool and all that kind of stuff. And it doesn't, you know, it doesn't. My lodge sits on pilings, so the living area and stuff doesn't get messed up. But underneath, where all the fun goes on, the putting green and everything else, and all the chairs and all that, you know, you got to haul them off, or they'll be swept off across the river. They'll be down to Port O'Connor, you know. it's happened before, and I lost everything, and I probably could go find it down at the Port O'Connor jetty, you know. But
I remember
you just got to prepare for all that.
Harvey, you know, that hit Rockport, and then we got the severe floods up here off of it. I remember Cliff Webb telling me they found mailboxes from the Houston area on the beach down there.
I don't doubt it.
That's a lot of water, buddy.
That was a lot of water. I don't think we'll ever see that again. I don't know. I
hope not. I hope we never have to experience that again. That was nuts.
Nuts.
Yeah, nuts. It was. Yeah, heck. All right, Bink. Well, hey, man, if somebody wants to come down and fish with you in Matagorda and stay at your lodge and all that, I know you can accommodate them. Give them some info how they can reach you, buddy.
MatagordaSunriseLodge.com. You can call or text 979-241-1705. We got some openings, and we can take care of you. And we'll fish you hard and have a good time. Then come in after the fish and take a dip in the pool and enjoy yourself.
That's it. It won't be long. We'll be talking about the 9 days of teal season right around the corner.
September 20th to the 28th. We'll be shooting them in 90 days.
All right. See you, Bink. Have a good Sunday.
Okay, everybody, have a good Sunday.
Thank you, man. Later. All right, that's Captain Bink Grimes down in Matagorda. It's time to end the show, unfortunately. That's all the time we have for today, but we'll be back next Thursday morning bright and early at 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610. KILT Houston.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.